plagued a potential nugget.
Just in conclusion, Dheeraj, just like businesses grapple with the two questions, where to play, how to win, as they grow and as they make strategic decisions, I believe leaders ask the two questions along the way, where to go and how to grow. What's your take on these two questions in the context of people playing to their unique potential?
Obviously businesses need to know what they are really good at. Mm. And ideally, they should be good at both things, you know. Actually, all three of these, you know, they should be really good at the man-machine boundary, you know, which is convenience, simplicity, how do consumers deal with your product, you know, how simple it is to use and how forgiving it is and is it dump-proof and so on. So you have to be really good at that. Obviously, you have to be good at, you know, how do I really scale my operating system if I didn't have componentized view of it and if I didn't have APIs and things like that? What are the SLAs between departments and between two pizza teams? And mm-hmm. how do you break down your big business into smaller stuff that's more manageable? And finally, you know, do you have a culture where people are not constantly fighting, right, which is the man-man or human-to-human relationship mm-hmm. and so on? I think at the core, you need to know which ones of these are you good at. Mm. Because some, like Oracle, has great products, but you know the sales motion sucks. You know, when they go and talk to customers, you know, there's this very different kind of arrogance that people look at and say, I don't know. I mean, I like your products, but I don't like the way you interact with me, actually. Mm. So as long as you know what you're good at, and probably they can get a pass because it's so sticky a product. Mm. You know, like there's not too many options. It's hard to move away from it, and so on. They've built some amazing machine-to-machine APIs, basically, that make the whole thing damn hard to actually uproot, and so on. Mm. So you need to know what your strengths are and play it on your strengths, actually.
This reminds me of the point that came up in one of my earlier conversations with Nandan Nilekani, who spoke about the notion of individual competitive advantage in the context of how he thought about his career post the elections in Bangalore that he lost. Having that clarity around what you're distinctive in can be empowering and can inform your growth within a company or direction that you take within a company or outside. Thank you for listening. For more, please visit playtopotential.com. If you want to listen offline, look for the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or one of the other podcast apps.